is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. Hurricane Dorian relentlessly battered Grand Bahama Island on Tuesday, even as the powerful storm began to edge closer to the mainland U.S. and the southern state of Florida. Dorian, packing sustained winds of 175 kilometers an hour with higher gusts, was classified as a Category 2 storm, diminished from when it first slammed into the Bahamas as a most dangerous Category 5, and stalled over the popular vacation Mecca. At the same time, however, the U.S. National Hurricane Center said the storm is growing larger. Forecasters continue to describe Dorian as extremely dangerous as it moved northwestward toward the Florida coast at 4 kilometers an hour. Forecasters predicted Dorian would advance slightly faster late Tuesday. The Taliban claimed responsibility for an explosion in Kabul late Monday, just hours after a U.S. negotiator shared with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani key details of a deal that would see thousands of American troops leaving Afghanistan. The blast in the Green Village compound, which houses international organizations and guest houses, killed at least 16 people and wounded 119 others. Taliban spokesman Zabihullah Mujahid told the Associated Press that the attack was a response to raids by U.S. and Afghan forces on civilians in other parts of the country. While he acknowledged there should be less harm to civilians, he said they shouldn't be living near such an important foreign compound. Two U.S. lawmakers who Russia says are banned from entering the country say they will join the same congressional delegation that is going to the country, but just visit Ukraine, Serbia, and Kosovo. Democratic U.S. Senator Chris Murphy and Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson will be visiting those three countries this week to demonstrate bipartisan support for the new Ukrainian government and continued dialogue between Belgrade and Pristina. This is VOA News. Britain's parliament is set to vote Tuesday on whether to set in motion a possible block to leaving the European Union on October 31st without a deal in place spelling out the terms of the divorce. Tuesday's vote is about deciding to take over control of what is put to a vote. If it succeeds, its proponents would then proceed Wednesday to vote on a measure to seek a three-month extension from the EU if both sides cannot reach a Brexit agreement at a mid-October summit. Former finance minister and present member of parliament, Philip Hammond.
Well, I'm going to support the bill that will be introduced tomorrow if we're successful with this motion today. It's a very modest bill in its ambitions. It seeks to extend by 3 months the period before we leave the European Union so that if the government is successful at the October Council in getting a deal, it will have the time it will need to legislate and get that in place.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson has pledged to carry out Britain's departure from the EU, according to the October deadline, regardless of whether there is a deal. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said Tuesday his country would not hold bilateral talks with the United States. Speaking to Parliament, Rouhani said the only way negotiations would happen is if the United States lifts all its sanctions against Iran, and that such talks would involve the other signatories of the 2015 international nuclear deal. U.S. President Donald Trump withdrew from the agreement last year after being a sharp critic of the terms agreed to between Iran and a group of nations that included Britain, China, France, Russia, Germany, and the European Union. Trump last week expressed openness to meeting with Rouhani. Embattled Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam says she has no intention of stepping down in order to end the heated anti-government demonstrations that have shaken the city for 3 months. Lam was responding to a Reuters news agency report about a voice recording in which she told a group of business leaders last week that she had caused havoc for introducing a controversial extradition bill that sparked the protest. She purportedly told the group that she would apologize for actions and resign if I have a choice.
Session, I just attempted to explain that as an individual, given the very difficult circumstances, might be it was an easy choice to leave. But I told myself repeatedly in the last 3 months that I and my team should stay on to help Hong Kong.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca, VOA News.